Welcome back to the Pidcock Podcast, where we take the world's best information and distill it down into the insights you need to make genuinely informed decisions.
And today, we're doing something a little different. We are diving into an investment that's far more personal, and I would say a lot more fun. Choosing your signature designer handbag.
Yes. We've pulled everything for this deep dive directly from Pidcock's bestseller ebooks to give you really the ultimate guide. This is about choosing a piece that goes way beyond trends.
It's about finding something that feels authentically you.
I love this because the core research we looked at from Pidcock, it opened with this perfect analogy. It said finding the right luxury accessory is, well, it's exactly like dating.
It absolutely is. You aren't just looking for something flashy for a weekend. You're looking for the one.
Right.
A staple piece that genuinely fits your life. You know, your job, what you do on weekends, your style. And something that every time you grab it, it just gives you a little boost of confidence, makes you smile.
It has to be a long-term relationship. So our mission today is to unpack the core criteria for making that kind of wise investment. Where do we even begin?
We're focusing on three main pillars that that really guide every smart decision here. First is quality, always, because an investment has to mean durability.
Okay.
Second, uniqueness. In a world where everyone has the same things, this is key. And third, and this is maybe the most important, is fit. Does it actually work for your lifestyle?
Got it. So if we follow those three, we end up with something that has real enduring value.
Exactly.
Which takes us right into that first pillar. Quality over, you know, all the fleeting hype.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we have to reframe the whole purchase. It's not about status.
It's about tangible durability. This is the critical distinction. When we say investment, we're talking about two things. Resale value, sure, but also low cost per wear.
Oh, that's a great metric.
It is. I mean, if a bag costs $2,000, but you use it for 20 years, your actual cost is $100 a year. A fast fashion bag that's $100 but falls apart after one season is, economically, a much worse deal.
So when you look at the brands that really hold that value, what are the details? What sets their construction apart?
It's all about material science and just meticulous craftsmanship. Take a brand like Louis Vuitton. Everyone knows the monogram canvas, but it's famous because it was designed for travel trunks.
Right, so it's tough.
Incredibly tough. It resists water, scratches, wear, way better than a lot of leathers do. And the real test is that vachetta leather trim they use.
The pale leather that gets darker over time.
Exactly that. It's vegetable tanned, and it develops this beautiful, rich patina that kind of tells the story of the bag's life. A quality bag doesn't just survive, it evolves.
So we're talking about things like military-grade stitching, maybe double-stitched at the stress points.
For sure. And perfectly finished edges, a technique called edge painting, where they paint and seal the edges of the leather so it can't fray. This is the hidden quality that guarantees it's going to last.
It's the difference between a bag that looks good for a season and one you can actually pass down. But, you know, quality isn't just in that super high-end luxury tier, is it?
Not at all. And the Pidcock research highlights this really well with brands like Coach. They managed to mix that old school craftsmanship with a, you know, a modern flair and more accessibility.
Right.
Coach is great at proving quality doesn't always have to come with the absolute highest price tag. They focus on gloved hand leathers, solid hardware, and really functional designs that aren't too delicate.
So they become a true partner in your everyday life, like the source material says. A Coach bag can handle a hectic commute, a client lunch, and it doesn't lose its shape.
And that versatility is part of the investment itself. You're not buying a bag for just one type of event. You're buying a companion, which makes it a smarter choice.
Now, if you're listening and nodding along, thinking you need that deeper technical playbook, the one that really breaks down stitching types, leathers, all of that, you need the full guides. These insights are just a taste extracted directly from the bestseller ebooks on the Pidcock store. If you want to dive deeper, just visit www.pidcock.com/books to download them. It's the perfect place to start mapping out your signature aesthetic.
Which brings us to our second theme, the secret sauce, really. Uniqueness.
Oh, this one is huge. I mean, we've all had that feeling. You walk into a room and there are three other women with the exact same it bag.
It's deflating.
It is.
Yeah.
And the research is so clear on this. We're moving away from that herd mentality. We want our things to say something specific about us.
Precisely. If quality is the foundation, uniqueness is the personality. And you see brands responding to this. They're doing these limited edition collections, playing with really funky textures like shearling or these bold, saturated colors.
And the artist collaborations. That's where a bag stops being just a bag.
It becomes wearable sculpture. It's a conversation starter. The Pitcot guides really emphasize this idea of your bag as a signature. It's not just holding your wallet, it's showing off a detail, maybe some edgy metal hardware, or unique embroidery that just says, this is me.
So quality ensures the bag lasts, but uniqueness ensures it matters to you long term.
That's it. It ensures that 5 years from now, when the trends have completely changed, your piece still feels relevant because it speaks to your personal style, not just last year's runway.
And finding that perfect piece means knowing what's even out there. Let's talk about mapping the options. Accessibility, surprisingly, plays a huge role in how famous these brands get.
It's a basic truth, right? A bag can be incredible, but if you can't get it, it doesn't build momentum. Fame plus availability drives growth. And thanks to online shopping, that accessibility is through the roof now.
You can be browsing Chanel from your couch 1 minute and then feeling the leather on a Prada bag in a store the next.
Which means the choice can be a little overwhelming.
For sure. So let's use the breakdown from the Pitcot research. It's like a learner's guide to the major players.
Okay, let's do it. We can start with the classics. A brand like Chanel is defined as, you know, timeless, chic, always elegant. You buy a Chanel flat bag, you're buying a piece of history that will never look dated.
Then you've got a brand like Prada. The guides categorize them as bold but practical.
Mm-hmm.
How do they pull that off?
Prada is a master of structure and material. Think about their early use of military-grade nylon that was bold but so practical. Today, they use Saffiano leather, which is incredibly durable and scratch-resistant. The look is adventurous, but the bag is built to be used.
And Louis Vuitton, circling back, gets that iconic and durable label. They're the workhorses.
Exactly. Globally recognized, incredibly sturdy. Then you slot in a brand like Coach in that perfect middle ground of accessible, stylish, and super versatile. They're often the first step into designer luxury for a lot of people.
But the research also says don't ignore the emerging designers.
Oh, never. They're the ones shaking things up. They're categorized as fun, edgy, different. They bring quirky ideas, smaller batches. It's more about pure expression than heritage.
So the takeaway is the market really does support every personality. Whether you're sleek and classic or playful and edgy, there's a piece for you.
The only challenge is matching the bag to yourself, knowing who you are.
And as we talk about finding that signature style, it's worth remembering that these materials we're using, they are part of a massive resource library at Pitcot. For the broader context on all this, you should really visit www.pitcot.com for more.
Which leads us perfectly into the last, most practical part, the actual steps to finding the one. And that fund analogy from the research is key. You need a friend who supports your daily life.
Right. And if you're not brutally honest about your lifestyle first, you're just going to waste money. We all might want that tiny, elegant clutch, but if you carry a laptop to work every day,
it's going to sit in your closet. You have to be honest about function. Do you need a big tote? A hands-free crossbody for travel? You have to define the form factor before you even think about the brand.
Okay, so once you know what you need, what are the hands-on tips for assessing the actual bag?
Well, if you're online, stick to trusted retailers with verified reviews. That's not negotiable.
Kind of in a store.
You have to get physical with it, touch it, feel the weight. A quality bag has a certain heft to it from solid hardware and dense materials.
Mm.
Flimsy, light hardware is a huge red flag.
I always check the stitching. It should be perfectly even, no loose threads. What else?
Look at the zipper and the lining. Zippers should glide smoothly. High-end brands use really good quality ones. And the lining shouldn't feel thin or cheap. It should be a durable fabric, maybe even leather, and sewn in perfectly with no bunching.
That's where you can really tell the difference. And then there's the final check, which Pitcot mentions with a little nod to Marie Kondo.
Yes. Does it spark joy?
Yeah. I love that.
But it's true. That emotional connection is what makes it a long-term piece. If you hesitate or it just doesn't make you happy when you hold it, walk away. You should feel excited, confident.
Because the final rule under all of this is pretty simple. Don't just buy the label. Buy it because it works for you, feels like you, and is built to last.
This has been such a great deep dive. So the bottom line recap. A designer purse is an extension of you. So choose quality over hype, uniqueness over trends, and style that fits your life. Don't rush it. Let the right bag find you.
And if the purse you carry really is your personal signature, here's a final thought to leave you with based on all this material. What story is your current everyday bag telling about where you are right now? And maybe more importantly, where do you want to be? Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.
And remember to visit www.pitcot.com for all the amazing resources we talked about, especially if you're ready to start mapping out your own investment journey.
And please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really does help in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
Thank you for being there with us.